gentlemen, am I even on this microphone? Can you even hear me? Is anything even happening? You can hear it.
Welcome. Hey, welcome, new people in the front. How are you?
Hey, good. Welcome. We're glad you're up there.
That's good.
Are we got more stage lights than this?
We can.
Cool. Whatever. I don't
care. Hey, normally CJ is back there, but Tucker's here with us tonight.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, give him a round of applause. All right, this is...
I was Columbus, yeah.
All right, this is...
Oh, Jesus.
No, I'm John.
This is John. This is...
Polka dots.
I'm Tucker.
Okay, sorry, John.
All right, welcome to this.
I was Krampus.
He was Krampus.
I was Krampus. Hi, hello.
I was sitting at the bar drinking. I am Scott. This is John to my left.
Hello.
This is Mike to my right.
Hello.
And podcast left.
Podcast left.
Podcast right.
Audience right. You don't have to remember that. It's okay. Oh, okay. So this is Scott Ritchie Podcast. Podcast recorded live in the Green Room Lounge in Depot, Wisconsin. It's Christmas time, and it's also Star Wars time.
Which is probably, yeah, probably.
So that's why, I mean, I love the audience so far. It's great. But I think most of the people might be seeing Star Wars tonight, John.
A lot of people are.
A fair amount of people. We had a sold-out show, though, and then they all left.
Yeah. I don't think that was my fault.
Well, it wasn't not your fault.
I blame Chewbacca's fault.
I don't think they were all racing off to go see Star Wars.
Not all of them?
No. I think...
But,
based on the audience, I think they just went home.
it's
9:30 was super late.
Yeah,
for
it
them.
Was pretty late.
We had an older demographic.
A little older.
A little older.
They had a couple of old fashions and, you know, got a little sleepy.
Yeah.
All right, hey, so John.
Scott.
And Mike, actually.
Is this good to be on the pad like that?
Yeah, it's fine.
What else will you click it and erase everything?
Then I'll keep
it's
it away.
It's on the pad.
Yeah, it's. I'm using a different. There. No, okay.
You're welcome.
Technical difficulties, according to Mike.
Okay.
Hey, you guys can come in and sit down if you want.
No, okay. They're weird comics. That's
yeah. Right. They're only shy when they're not on stage?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's the epitome of a comedian.
Yeah, that's how it works. What? You don't know this?
No.
Oh, on stage, we're the most confident person in the world. You talk to us off stage, we're like, no, why are you doing anything that's going on right now?
That I'm broken because I'm shy on and off.
No,
the
you're
stage.
Not. You're on stage right now.
But I'm hiding behind a podium this time.
I like this.
I wrote that.
Why? It says I'm a stupid.
Yeah, and it points up, so you're yelling at yourself. I think I wrote that like 8 years ago.
It's funny, but
it's still funny.
It's still funny.
It's still funny.
It's a funny.
Because you look at it, you're like, oh.
Except I'm reading it, so it looks like it's pointing at the microphone. It says the microphone's stupid.
Which you bought because you're dumb.
Yeah.
And the laptop?
Yeah.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Nerds.
What if I push it over, then the chairs are stupid?
No, then you're dumb for ruining a laptop.
Yeah.
That's a lot of effort.
Scott, what were you saying before? It's Christmas time.
Yeah.
What's this show about? For those who have never seen a show before.
It's about us. We're talking. Is that what you want to hear?
Yep.
Do you want to hear that?
I just want them to know what the show is about.
So defensive.
Well, every time, like for the last three.
Yeah, because every time we have the people who have not seen the show before,
uh-huh.
You want to clue them in.
Okay.
As to what's going on.
Yes!
Right? They want to know what's going on.
Okay, fine. For those of you walking in 2 years late, I am John.
No, you're going to be mad at them. They just heard about it tonight. Maybe they're...
This
is how you get a new audience.
I'm explaining the character, what is it called? What am I talking about? John.
Characteristics?
Yeah.
The plot?
I'm...
The synopsis.
Yeah.
There's no plot.
So I just go up here and I talk fumbly, and John contradicts me, and Mike talks down to me. That's how this works. It's pretty much...
It's worked out for 2 years.
Yeah.
Talk humbly?
No, I'd mumbly.
Oh, mumbly. I think he said humbly.
You think we're related?
No.
Two of us are related. Two of us are related.
The game was going to go here.
Two of us are related. Guess which two?
Which
two of us are related?
Stop repeating the question. Just answer. I hate people who do that. It's like, hey, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with me?
No, I wasn't.
I need time to think about this terrible answer.
Well, that's why that's why they do it. Because like, you don't want to go, what's wrong with you? What?
I am John. This is the fifth time I've literally told you my name.
There's no one named Steve or Mark up here.
No. Steve, do you say Mark?
Oh, Mike.
Mike.
Steve and Mike. We need less audience interaction for this show.
I threw a Tesla line out. I thought maybe...
That's you fine. Threw a Tesla out? Like one of those cars with the electric?
No,
a potato with a coil.
I threw a potato with a
Franklin.
What?
He threw a potato out in the air with a kite and electricity hit it with a key and then he's like, electricity.
Wasn't it a potato?
Yeah, there's a lot of potatoes.
Read your history. That's where French fries came from, too.
Yeah.
No, it came
from... The lightning hit him and he split and he goes, oh, the French fry. He wasn't even Italian and he said
should
that.
Should have called it the Italian fry, but he wasn't French.
No, it's because of how it's cut, John. Mike. Oh, God. Okay, so last time Mike wasn't here, so John sat here,
ooh,
where Mike usually sits.
It was super weird.
And I got confused the whole night. I kept turning to Ken and calling him John because usually John sits to the left of me. But I got all confused. Whoa, there's light.
This is gonna make the show better.
It will.
You just told me sound.
Yeah.
That's right. Go back to sound.
That was an ugly joke.
Well, to be fair, the audience can't see what I look like, so either way, the audience, there's got to be a better way to say audience for real people and for fake people.
What? Live audience?
Huh?
Live audience?
Live audience.
What is an audience for fake people?
No, like the fake, like the people that could be listening to it right now. Like
listeners.
They're listening to it right now, yes. But it's in the
2017
future.
When this will be released.
Yeah.
And three people will listen to it.
I listen to my own.
You don't count. You can't count yourself.
No, yeah, but you can't. It's like the YouTube, but you can just go to your account and just
keep watching it.
Keep refreshing that tab.
Gotta keep refreshing it. There's more views every time.
I just got an app today on my phone where I can download more podcasts.
Okay.
So this is the second podcast app I have on my phone. So I actually downloaded my own episodes twice.
Yeah.
You can download your episodes?
Yeah. So I actually doubled my listeners by me downloading it.
Twice. So it's Christmas.
What?
So it's Christmas season. Christmas.
What does that do with my phone?
I thought you were just going to... Because we were sidetracking already, and I'm trying to get...
Oh! Okay, this is... you don't have a sound cue for this, because I was too lazy to do it. But this is a segment called Things That Piss Me Off. All right, that works. All
right. Oh, Things That Piss You Off. The Eagles.
No, I like the Eagles.
Oh.
I like the Eagles. I need to put this down. It's holding my hands.
Okay.
I have a whole list of things that piss me off. John mentioned one. It's Christmas. So.
Just. Christmas.
Okay. Here is the thing that pisses me off. Okay. I worked in retail I worked in retail for 4 years.
Okay.
So I can't listen to a Christmas song without being like, I feel like I'm just hating life.
Sure.
So yeah. Any song I hear, it's like, hey, it's the same seven songs, and it's sung by 85 different people. And you hear Silent Night, Silent Bells, whatever it's called, all the time.
Silent Bells. It's just silence for 4 minutes. It's someone who holds the inner of the bell and just goes... It's terrible. It's a silent track of the Josh Groban album.
Why, is he deaf or something? Or what?
No! I just named a recent Christmas album.
What a weird leap.
Well, someone said, I thought like, because he can't hear, because it's silent. It's like...
Why would Josh Groban be like the greatest singer in the world if he couldn't hear?
How would he make it a... Name any deaf musicians
That would be the most hilarious prank in the world, is that if someone was deaf and you acted like they were a great singer, but they were terrible, and then like 8 years into their career, you just held up a piece of paper and said, you can't sing.
I think that's what happened to Shakira.
Hold up a piece of paper, you can't like sign it to them?
You have to read it so you can see their face, because if you sign it slowly, no one will get it in the room, but if you have a sign, they know what's happening.
Now, do you think, like...
John hates deaf people.
Do you think Stevie Wonder knew what kind of music videos
he's
he had?
He's blind, which is totally different.
Yeah, but, like,
blind and deaf are totally different things.
But, like, they make music videos on TV. Do you think, like, hey, right now, you're surrounded by a bunch of girls, and you're wearing this nice suit. He's like, oh, this sounds great. And it's just, like, him sitting next to a cardboard box. Do you think... he can't test watching.
No, you're right, because that is hilarious if that would have happened. But I'm guessing he's got like one person in his life who he trusts who can be like, by the way, you're by a cardboard box. He's like, God damn it, not again.
Why does music video cost $2 million to make? Don't know.
Did you know that when Will Smith redid Wild Wild West and then he performed it on
He redid that?
It's not the original song.
The movie.
What?
No, okay. So so they performed that song at like the 1997 MTV Movie Awards.
Yeah.
And they brought out Stevie Wonder because he played the original riff. Mm. And when they went to commercial, they left him by accident.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah. So he just sat there in commercial break. Yeah. And they're like, oh, shit, we got to get the blind guy.
Do you think he noticed...
No!
Yeah, he noticed the song was over and
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sure he noticed that went, no one's getting me. This is going
to
be awkward.
He didn't try to like, get up and walk away.
But I'm sure that's happened to him in his life before where he just then he just sat there.
Just sitting in an Uber?
He's like, get up and start,
I don't know if I'm here.
Like, get up and wander around the Grammy Award stage.
I always forget that like blind people probably have helpers, especially if they're rich. Because they're like, oh, you got to get to the thing tonight. It's like, how do I do this? And he like just... tries to call a cab with his phones.
And if they've been blind all their life, they've learned to adapt. And, they figure shit out.
Your senses become stronger, like Daredevil.
But I'm just imagining like him trying to get a cab.
Just like Daredevil.
No, he doesn't. Stevie Wonder doesn't. Who am I? Did I say Ray Charles or Stevie Wonder?
You said Stevie Wonder to begin with.
Which one am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Which blind black person?
Yeah.
I'm gonna guess one of two.
Denzel Washington.
Yeah, that's it. You got it.
He was in book. I don't know. He was blind.
Were you gonna say Boogie Nights?
No,
because that's not correct at all.
I was saying he was in a movie.
Yeah, a bunch of them.
Let's
guess the one you're thinking of. Fallen.
So.
Bone Collector.
Glory. Wasn't he blind in one of them? I don't know. I didn't.
Yes, he was. The Book of Eli. But that's a spoiler. Thanks, Scott.
Oh, that's all I know about the movie from you. All I know about that movie is, oh yeah, he's a blind guy. He walks around and he holds a Bible. I'm like, I don't know the fuck. What's this movie about? He's blind. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't know.
And why are you screaming at me?
Because
of the levels.
Yeah, it's really.
Oh God,
that's you.
This is. Oh, what else do you hate besides Christmas?
No,
apparently.
Okay, so Christmas.
Yeah.
Right.
So. Every commercial is like, you know what we should do for the holidays?
Sell products.
Let's sell products via Christmas songs. So they either say, should we make it a song and do it to the 12 days of Christmas? Or should we just fucking change the words and do it Twas the Night Before Christmas as a commercial? Every person does that.
Everybody.
I wanted to slam the table, but I didn't.
Like, what's an example?
What's the one I hear it on Pandora
all
the time.
Don't point to me like we watch TV.
I think it's like Verizon. It's like, 'twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, people wanted to get a tablet and book, laptops and a mouse.
Like, do you realize how excited they are for Christmas season to be able to shoehorn their promotion?
But it's the shit, like, you know when the stores get, like, interns? Not interns, what are they called?
I have no idea that happened.
Part-time helpers, like, for Christmas, because everyone buys
seasonal
so much stuff? Seasonal help. They... advertising companies have to have seasonal help. Like, you, high schooler, college intern, get in here, write a commercial using the Twas the Night Before Christmas. I don't give a shit. Go. And they're like, change a few words, done. All right, great. It's original. Boom.
I like to think there's more thought put in.
Do you think so?
I think you know how the commercial process works.
It makes your holiday shopping hella done, they said in the commercial, John.
That's hilarious.
No, it's not. Because then later, when they do it without the poem, they're like, oh, it's hella done. I'm like, that sounds like...
But the thing is, they don't have. They only have to think of one good commercial for like 6 years because everyone forgets.
But next year it's going to be a different type of.
Why are you upset? I don't understand why you're.
Because
upset.
It's you guys. I don't. You guys don't think
you're upset that commercials look at the culture and the society that they're advertising to and the moments that they're and say, oh well, we're gonna. Make money out of this moment. Christmas is a big deal, so and people
but
love
they,
Christmas songs.
Yes, no, yeah. They don't.
Oh, but they do.
No, not everybody.
If they didn't, then they wouldn't make those songs.
Okay, do you ladies like Christmas songs?
No.
Yes.
See,
one out of every two people like Christmas songs.
See, that's half.
That's a very small sample too, but yeah.
Uh oh, we started a fight.
No, don't apologize for your opinion. What?
Hallmark makes money.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, everyone makes fucking money in the holidays.
Yes,
that's what the holidays have become for.
If they said, "Hi, we're a company. We're not going to use this Christmas song." They're not going to go suddenly. Oh no one bought anything at McDonald's today because we didn't put a Christmas song in the commercial. They're going to make money.
That's just obesity. That's not.
I don't know that
it's Christmas,
and I don't know that Christmas is a bonus time for McDonald's. I don't think McDonald's is like.
They don't really make anything that... Like, I think they're more excited about St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah,
so they
that's
can
probably
sell
their big day. St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, but they don't go to the commercial and go, din-din-din-din-din-din-din-din-din-din-din-din-din-din, we're going to make potato chicks.
That might make me want to get a McFlurry.
Shamrock shakes.
Shamrock.
That's it. Yeah. I'm sorry, it's not a McFlurry. Yeah. My apologies.
If they made Shamrock Flurries, who knows?
I would have a Shamrock Shake with some Reese's Pieces in it. That's all I'm saying.
Why?
You think mint chocolate?
But it's peanut butter. Minted peanut butter?
Yeah, I always just brush my teeth and dive into my peanut butter jar.
It might be all right. I don't know. I've not tried it. I can't say it wouldn't be.
I would never do that in my entire life.
But. You'd never even try it? You wouldn't?
No.
You just suggested it.
Yeah, do it.
Try it.
Do it. Make a video
about
it. I think
maybe minted peanut butter might be okay.
They might be okay. Cause what it,
I don't think you can mix mint with anything other than like chocolate and lamb.
Did you just say lamb?
Lamb.
Yeah. They have the
mint jelly.
Mint jelly, John.
It's a thing. I've never.
Okay, you guys, will you stop? Because I have no idea what you're talking
mint
about.
Mint jelly.
No.
It's jelly. What?
With lamb.
Yeah. It's you put it. You take. You get lamb. You get a
never had it.
Piece of lamb meat, and then you have mint jelly. You cut it, and then you put the lid.
I don't know what mint jelly
is. It's mint jelly. It's mint jelly.
I don't know what.
Do you know what grape jelly is?
Wait. Hey, say it louder.
Louder, John. Do you know what grape jelly is?
Yeah, now I know, because you yelled it.
Okay, now imagine you change the flavor grape with the flavor mint. Now do you know what it is?
Grape mint?
No.
No, replace grape.
Jelly
no
is grape. Not a flavor.
No grape, just mint.
So you have jelly, right?
Okay. Right? So where does the lamb come in?
You put it on, it's on like
a,
toast.
It's on a plate.
It's like meat toast.
It's like meat toast.
I've never had meat toast.
I think it's bigger around...
Isn't that just called meat? When you
Easter,
cook it?
Right? Is that an Easter sort of thing?
I don't know. I don't eat it.
I've never actually...
Does anyone else not know what I'm talking about here? I'm the only one?
What,
that's
mint,
so... Okay, thank you.
Jacob doesn't know what mint jelly is.
Is this a D&D monster?
He's mocking me, I think.
Okay, what's D&D?
Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay, sorry.
It's what your son probably plays.
It's good that... No one in this room knows what anyone's talking about. It's great.
Okay, mint jelly?
It's just mint jelly.
It's just jelly that tastes like mint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you put it on lamb?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Like
yeah.
Live lambs?
Yep.
Yep, like a live lamb.
That's live lamb.
Lathers them up for Christmas?
It gets their wool's minty smooth.
Their wool's minty smooth.
And then you count them and you go to sleep.
Yeah.
Bah! Tic-tacs.
Yep.
Oh. Bah! Tic-tacs.
Minted.
Nah. Oh, minted. Experiment Tic Tacs.
I was gonna.
Nah. Make, ooh, orange Tic Tacs, the best.
Gonna make a reference to the mint that makes the fur whiter because it's like toothpaste, but
racist.
Or how is toothbrushing racist?
No, it's
Hey, can I? Sorry. You can get a $22 jar of mint jelly at Walmart right now if you really want some.
See,
I'll buy you a $3 beer if someone goes get one right now.
It's a lot of mint jelly.
The outlets are on this fine listing ad for Walmart.
How much does it cost for a 22 jar mint?
It's a 6-pack, 12 ounces, 6-pack.
A 6-pack?
A 6-pack of mint jelly.
No way.
That's a lot of mint jelly, yeah. Considering I've never used mint jelly.
No. Are you afraid?
Well, it's mint-flavored apple jelly.
Well, yeah.
Oh.
Probably. It the probably, table's it probably always is. Because how are you going to make jelly out of mint?
I don't know.
Mint's just leaves.
Make it?
How do you make it? You take mint leaves and how do you make jam?
How you make jam?
Yeah.
How do you make regular jam?
Gelatin.
How do you make gelatin?
With the gelatin pack.
What? You guys want the directions? I have them pulled.
I have a life. Why would I make jam? Like, why is this something
wow.
I would do?
That's what people in Door County do all the time.
Yeah.
John.
That is their life.
One. Rinse off the mint leaves and place them into a large saucepan.
Yes, saucepan.
Crush with a potato masher or the bottom of a jar or glass.
Okay.
Place 1 2/3 cup mint into a saucepan.
Okay,
stir
so I just...
lemon juice and food coloring.
Wait.
Green food coloring.
Yeah. Why does that have to be green?
So it's mint.
I want to make it blue.
All right.
Do whatever you want, man.
Place a rack in the bottom of a large stock pot and fill halfway with water. That's all I got. Knowledge you got full when you told me that far.
This is something that shouldn't exist. Moving on.
Anyways,
what's
so you hate Christmas?
Yeah,
mostly because of mint jelly.
Twas the also I was
he has 85 things he hates.
I
we are not going through 85.
Yes,
yes
we are.
They are.
You are sitting.
No,
said the woman listening to the free podcast.
How dare you? We've been laughing this whole time.
You are free to leave anytime you like. That's how we end our show.
After you buy two more drinks, it's an 8 drink minimum.
Okay. We end our
show
as
free show, 8 drink minimum. It's really weird.
Oh, I was going to say just holiday puns. Holiday puns?
You
I don't know.
You hate holiday puns?
You hate holiday puns.
Well, it's
Give
not.
Give us a couple examples.
Hold, just goddamn let me finish my sentence. God.
I used that sentence today at work.
The same exact words you
used. Goddamn, just let me finish.
That's what she said.
My sentence, yeah.
No, I was going to
say.
I was going to say certain. Certain holidays have like certain puns that everyone uses.
All right.
I can't think of any for Christmas, but for Halloween, everyone uses spooktacular.
Spooktacular, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So they just say like spooktacular,
deck, like
and then
deck the balls.
What?
Deck the balls. Instead of deck the halls.
Who uses that?
Me.
Just now,
when I'm draining my dick.
Just gonna deck the balls.
We'll use it all this season.
All right.
Deck the balls? Thank you.
So your thing that you hate is really about Halloween?
No, because they don't have...
You hate holiday puns, basically.
I can't think of any right now.
You can't think of any other one, so...
Well, holla done? How about holla done, John?
What is that? When is that?
I don't know what that means.
What is that?
I don't know. They said in the commercial, you loved it 5 minutes ago. John.
Are you checking your the record?
Yes.
I don't know what's going on right now.
Okay, fine. How about this? Things that pissed me off, I wrote, how are you? John, how are you?
I'm okay.
Shit,
good.
I forgot. I fucking forgot what this meant.
You forgot what how are you meant?
Oh, yeah, John, how are you?
I'm good. I can't, I mean, yeah, good.
Yeah, ask me.
How are you, Scott?
I'm all right.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No.
No, exactly. Guess what is hard what? For some people? Hey, how are you, John? Did I just make it hard? Okay, John. Ask me how am I?
How are you doing, Scott?
Oh, you know, it's my ankle sore today, and it's just not enough. Like, no one asks how are you to get a
to
real
know
answer.
How you are. Yeah.
It's just like, hey, hello. And if you're nice, you'd be like, oh, I'm all right, or I'm doing well.
So which side are you on? Do you hate people not answering how they are, or do you hate when people do answer how they are?
I kind of hate how people do answer.
But you're a really stickler for people asking the right questions and getting the right answer. If someone asks, how are you, it seems like you would be the kind who...
You've
like,
literally you told me before them. That you wish you would more people would ask you how you are if you're feeling sad.
Yeah?
How you so doing, we sir? Just contradicted everything you just said.
I'm a walking contradiction, John.
Sitting.
So why does that make you angry?
Because no one's reading them right.
Yeah, see? No one's reading me right, John.
Oh, we've read him. We've read this book.
We know what's going on. Yeah.
We've subscribed to the whole series of Scott.
You poor soul, get a life.
Oh. That. Oh.
Which is worse, us for following Scott or Scott?
Participation.
Wait, or them for watching the free show.
It's true. You follow him? And you're weird. I'm going to watch you follow him.
For them, heckling a free show.
Ma'am, do you need a boyfriend?
Yeah.
I don't think my husband would appreciate
it. No, that's not what we asked.
Yeah, your husband would appreciate probably anything.
We did not ask if your husband cared.
Wait, why? Don't okay.
Would you be a side man for her or backdoor man?
I'm thinking no.
Rain door man, like a pun, like a holiday pun.
Back rain. God damn it. So I was mentioning how I can't pronounce certain words well.
Yeah.
And
like
one
happiness?
Of the, no.
Joy.
One of the words is the thing
chandelier?
No, I once said the thing that Santa comes in.
Chimney.
Mrs.
Yes.
Claus.
Then yeah, that's that's the answer.
Did I steal your joke?
No, I tried telling people that I can't pronounce the word chimney.
You didn't say it right there either.
I know, exactly. But then when I say that as a question, I
only
word it wrong.
Say one N. Go.
Chimney.
No, stop
chimney.
Saying.
Chimney. No.
Why you are you saying ah?
No, but you pronounce every letter when you say other things. Like when you say a small cat.
Kitten.
And a glove with no...
Glove.
No, with no...
Oh,
fingers.
Mitten.
Mitten, yes. You say every letter in the word. Mitten. Chimney.
Button.
Button.
But there's no ah in the word, so it's not chimney.
How do you
it's just chimney.
How do you spell it?
How do you watch Mary Poppins?
What?
Ch-
Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim.
Oh, he's just screaming. Finish the word.
Chim chiminy, chim chim chim. How can you?
Chiminy. See, she says chiminy. Chiminy.
So you watch.
Chim
chiminy. You watch Mary Poppins as a boy.
I've never seen it. Is it the one that dies?
You've never seen Mary Poppins?
You've never seen Mary Poppins?
All I know is
Van Dyke acts like a penguin. It's hilarious.
It's a good movie. We should watch that movie together.
We should.
Let's watch it. Let's make a drinking game and watch that movie.
Yeah. Every time you get a boner, drink.
Yeah. So I'll be drinking nonstop because Mary Poppins is hot.
Woo! She's like a spoonful of sugar. You're like, that's cum. Yeah.
What? It's a little much, but I got nanny fantasies anyway.
Why is she making the kids take it then?
To make the medicine go down.
Make the...
I think the medicine is going down. Just the,
well, it does
what am I looking up now? I was going to look up something.
I don't know what you're...
You pulled up the IMDb. I have no idea what you're looking
up. Oh, Mary Poppins.
Chimney? How to spell it?
No, Mary. He's looking at Mary Poppins.
Yeah. Oh, Tucker, can you pull up that song, Chimney?
Why is that
Chimney?
Nice. We don't have the rights to this.
God damn it.
Oh, no. Nightmares.
I type... Mary is her first name.
Yeah. Wait. Cut.
What?
What did you think it was?
I thought...
You thought her name was M-E-R-R-Y? Like Happy Poppins?
No, I thought... Because she's...
Shut up. This is going to be hilarious.
Because what does she do? She's a nanny.
Yes.
And back in those days, nannies were usually like people that don't have husbands.
Okay.
So I thought she was trying to find a husband to Mary Poppins.
She was Mary Poppins.
So...
What do you think her name was, then?
M-A-R-R-Y, Poppins.
You thought her name was just Poppins, though?
No, the owner was Poppins. She didn't have a name.
Because everyone calls her Ms. Poppins, doesn't she?
No.
Yeah, like...
No, they call her Mary Poppins.
What? Claude? Claude Poppins?
No, they call her Mary Poppins.
I didn't see the movie, John. Mike, God damn it. Wrong person.
But you know, like, how she, like... You know how she goes from one place to the other, right?
Kristen Bell is in this movie?
No. That's the new one.
Wait, what the fuck?
That has no information on it.
Well, you looked it up with the wrong spelling anyways. So.
They're probably making a romantic comedy called Mary Poppins, yeah. Who a nanny who just can't get a man.
Sorry, Kristen Bell.
Until a chimney sweeper finds her heart.
Chimney sweeper would be Hugh Grant, probably.
Ooh, probably. Oh, it's so terrible. I can't clean this chimney. That's my Hugh Grant impression. It's not good.
Oh, I was thinking of Hugh Jackman.
It's a terrible Hugh Jackman.
I know. It's really bad. He's Australian.
So what? We'll clear this chimney and we're going to the bedroom and fuck, eh?
That's how he talks when he's not Wolverine. That was a good Crocodile Dundee.
It was.
They're from the same continent, right? Country?
Yeah, country. Both.
I don't
both.
Know. Well, okay, that's what things... Okay. Why is Australia a country and a continent?
Because it's an island.
No, but still. But then New Zealand is part of Australia, but it's not Australia.
What?
Yeah. New Zealand isn't, they're like, we're not Australia, but it's the continent of Australia is New Zealand. So why do they get mad for being considered Australian if they are Australian, but they're
I'm
not
sure
Australian?
I'm sure Hawaii is like, why are we fucking the United States?
They are. They know this.
No, but I bet they're wondering why.
They don't go, oh, we're not United States, but there's, like, not a country. Wait. Hold on. Wait, wait a minute. Okay. They're North America, and they're the country of United States of America. Yes. But it's not the continent. It's not like, oh, we're North America, we're North America. But then the country's on.
So you're saying that we're North America, North America.
No. Shh. Hold on. Wait. But, okay. The continent. See, okay.
We're waiting.
No, because Hawaii is part of the United States, but it's not part of the continental United States. So there's an adjective before that. They don't say New Zealand, the continental Australia. Wait, what the fuck is... I don't know what I'm saying.
They don't ever say anything. They just say New Zealand.
But no, I know, but it's on Australia. But it's not Australia. John, right?
Was it considered part of the... Are you upset because it's part of the continent of Australia?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
But they don't call themselves...
I don't think you are. No.
So what you're saying is that New Zealand should call themselves Australia, like Hawaii calls themselves a part of the United States.
Yeah.
Part of North America, the continent of North America.
But why don't they call it something else like Austral? Like, just leave the last part off or something.
That would cause a lot of confusion.
Yeah,
that'd
be super weird.
I gotta go... It's gotta be amount of size. Continents are a certain size.
And Australia just meets that just right.
Then why isn't Asia Asia?
Asia is Asia.
I know, but there's like Russia in there too.
Oh, yeah. There's no Russia place called Asia. Asia. There's no...
I know. Is that, oh, God. You guys don't get it.
No, we don't get it.
You don't get it.
How about Morocco?
But it's like, at least, okay, at least in Africa, there's South Africa.
Right.
It's not like Africa and then Africa.
Madagascar is really big too.
What?
Madagascar.
That's not a continent.
No, I know. It's really big. It's about like New Zealand. And it's right next to Africa.
Yeah, then why is
it... You should be equally upset.
No, I'm not.
You're racist, Scott.
What?
What?
No, because the continent is called... Africa and the country.
Are you gonna cry?
I don't know. My brain hurts.
This would be an amazing thesis.
My brain hurts now. What? Jaywalking!
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah.
All right, what about do you hate about jaywalking?
People that do it. Now.
Now you do it.
I do. However, hold on. Wait for it. There's a certain aspect of. Okay, so you know how the crosswalks, so there's crosswalks in the middle of the blocks, in the streets and stuff.
Yeah, crosswalks.
That's what you're supposed to walk across, correct?
Right.
But if you don't, then it's jaywalking, quote unquote, whatever.
Yes.
But what I hate is the people that say, what are they called? Pedestrians. Pedestrians. Pedestrians have the right of way. And then so they're like, well, I'm going to walk because I can. But they're not following the rules. And then it's like you don't stop for them. And it's like you did something wrong when you're driving on the road. And then
you hit a person?
I agree with you.
Yes.
Yes.
Girl agrees with me.
Right.
Girl agrees
so,
with me.
Okay, so give us give an example of that where that happens. Because technically, most...
South Broadway.
Yes.
where the school people are.
Yeah. That too.
That big school place.
The school place.
Oh, like going into downtown, you mean?
Well, any of the main roads.
Technically...
It's the district office.
District office.
Yeah.
Those teachers never... use a crosswalk.
Teachers don't like
actually
rules.
The funny thing is I was actually crossing right there this morning.
And you were jaywalking?
But I waited for all the cars to go first and then I went when no one was coming.
Right.
Look, I did no. I only murdered when no one was looking. That's the only time I did.
All right, so what's your problem, Scott?
No, because it happened the other day because like down Webster, if you're driving down Webster, there's hospitals there. So people are just like running back and forth. And I saw
they're saving people.
No, it's just cut the customers.
Well, the customers.
The customers walking
they
in and
might
out,
wanting to get their kidney removed.
They gotta run.
I don't judge anyone. In my hospital.
But there's numerous places throughout the whole like stretch of the hospital where there's crosswalks, and then they just like walk diagonal across the road, and then a car stops like short of hitting them because they didn't know they're just gonna go across, and the girl like hits their car and flips them off. Like, that girl was wrong. She should have gotten hit by a car, and then she could just walk across the street to the hospital.
She shouldn't have been hit by a car, but you're right. She shouldn't be angry that someone's there.
I wish I was a millionaire, John.
What?
So
you can murder people?
That would not solve this problem.
No, yeah. Sorry. A billionaire, then. Because I would hit people with my car all the time.
Okay.
Not like not actual people, like
if
just
you're
the
a billionaire, that doesn't absolve you from murder.
I'm not gonna murder them, John. I'm just gonna hit their cars with my car.
You hit the car with your car.
Yeah, it'd be funny, John.
Well, here's the thing. At my work, we don't have a crosswalk. We only have the middle of the street. So we have to cross the street without a crosswalk.
Where? Why?
Because our parking garage is across the street from our building, but there's no crosswalks. They won't put one in.
Okay.
So we have to jaywalk to
get
to our building.
But do you cut in front of other cars to do it?
If they're far enough away, we will run across the
street. Yeah, that's different. Not yelling at someone for doing something that you're not supposed to do.
I do get angry if, like, eight cars pass, they know I want to pass, and no one will stop. Then I do get frustrated.
Why? It's your fault. You should have gone to the...
No, it's not my fault. Why isn't there a crosswalk there when we're trying to cross and everyone...
That's not the car's problem.
You know what? You're right. Give it up to the man.
Who?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
You're part of the system.
Oh, John, do you not pay taxes?
No.
Oh. We got him.
I can't believe I admitted that.
Nailed it. Recorded it.
That would be amazing if someone came in and just arrested you. that was the whole plot of this
it's
podcast.
It's been an eight-year sting.
A long con.
Just for me to admit that I don't pay taxes.
Tax season is coming up.
So, if I may boil it down, what you don't like is people who jaywalk dangerously.
No, I just
and
don't
get upset about
it. I just don't like, okay, because people are just becoming bigger and bigger dicks nowadays, where you almost have to go completely out of your way for someone to acknowledge you, where it's just like, but now it's like, if you just follow the law, people are like, whoa, what is this crazy person doing? They stopped at a stop sign and let me cross in front of a Target? Whoa, thank you. I'm like...
I don't know. It just, I don't, it, like, 2 weeks ago when I wrote this down, it really was more solid than
I think
in my
we
brain.
Lost a lot of people here, right? Like, it's not your fault. Like, they just didn't relate.
Jaywalking is not a hot button issue.
It is.
I think because everyone does it. It's like, hey, I hate it when people steal suckers from the grocery store. Yeah, who cares? I do it all the time. Oh, all right, cool.
Well, what's worst is right-hand turns in a left-hand lane.
Right-hand turns in a left-hand lane?
Oh, yeah, they should be set on fire immediately.
Yeah.
See, there's no debating that.
If I was a billionaire, I would just take out the door.
They would still take you to court and win. Like,
yeah, but I'm a billionaire.
I guess.
I would just take out their
your
like
premiums would be so high.
Yeah, but he's a billionaire.
I'm a billionaire.
John. You'd still lose your license and you have to get Ubers.
Yeah, if someone could drive him. He's a billionaire.
Yeah, I'll say, hey Uber, I'll give you $1,000.
You know what $1 billion is? It's a
this
lot
is my
of
income,
money.
Sir.
Tony Stark builds armor for that much money. He flies around.
Yeah, but that doesn't help those Uber drivers who are losing their license.
Well, guess what?
Into other cars.
I'll get my own armor suit and fly into cars.
Billionaire.
Please do.
I'm not a billionaire, John.
But the scenario you were.
Yeah, but I can't do it now. I have to be a billionaire first, John. Jesus.
That was never the argument.
No, it was. You said do it now, and I can't. I can't.
I never said do it now.
I shan't.
Shan't. I did write blinkers on here, but I don't want to do that now.
Now that she brought it up.
Blinkers!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're greedy. People that don't use them are greedy.
Greedy?
Greedy. Greedy. Greedy.
Lazy, mostly.
No, they're greedy.
Why are they greedy?
They're greedy. Because they're greedy. They're like, oh, this is my road. I'm taking over.
Because
they don't use their turn signal?
They're greedy.
So they're greedy.
Okay, let's say it's not a money issue, John. Let's say I ordered a big piece of pizza. Not a big piece. A whole pizza.
That's a big piece, but
And let's say I'm like, whoa, boy, I'm so hungry for all this pizza, John. And you go, you know what? I haven't eaten today. May I have some? And I go, sure. And then you just to be funny, you throw all of it on the ground. You're being greedy, John.
No, because it's for I'm being that's a dick.
Yeah.
That's not greedy.
Like someone who doesn't use their turn signal, they're being a dick. No, so if I had a pizza and I flipped it over, you'd go, John, that's really greedy of you.
Wait, what do you think the word greedy means?
In this scenario, I'm not really sure.
In any scenario.
No. This is the basic definition.
When someone wants something for themselves more so than somebody else. Where he wanted to have a fun joke more, and so he stole my food from me to make a joke. And it's like, well, there I have nothing.
You count that as greedy?
Maybe.
I'm just being a dick. Would be like,
okay, fine.
Greedy would be like he took the pizza for himself.
Yeah, and then I ate it in front of you and went, well, whatever. This is mine.
What was I saying then?
Greedy people don't want to ruin things. They want to take things.
Okay, fine.
They just want to ruin things.
Fine, right, let's go
with the original thing, the turn signal.
Yeah.
Okay, how are they being greedy not using their turn
Because when they don't turn the blinker, they're like, I know what I'm doing. I'm taking a left. And they just take left. But they're greedy. What?
Decorations are really nice.
Thank you. I spent 5 minutes on that.
She doesn't.
Decorations.
I don't think
she likes the conversation.
I don't think so. I think she doesn't use blinkers.
Oh, I see.
She got me.
She doesn't do it.
I don't know.
Either way, it's not greedy.
No, I was saying.
Rude, lazy, stupid, but not greedy.
The greedy is because they care more about their safety than anyone else's.
Greedy for their
selfish!
Safety.
That's the word! Fuck!
Oh, yeah, we would have agreed immediately if you would have said selfish. If you would have said that's really selfish, we'd all have been like, next topic.
Selfish, yeah.
All right.
That's absolutely selfish.
I wrote it down now.
Well, we fix it in the future. We'll fix it in the future podcast.
And then I only have one more thing that pisses me off.
Oh, good. Oh, boy.
This might be a local thing, but You know the 199drives.com commercials?
No.
Who listens to the radio?
Oh my gosh, that is the worst. Freaking
yes, thank you.
Every single time I hear it.
So it's this guy who, and if you're out there listening to this, sir, I'd be surprised. But yeah. It's a guy who sells used cars. He's like, yo, you don't need any credit to come to me. I'm $199, $199. You can get a car today.
Wow, he spent a lot of money for a mumbly commercial.
No. But to tie it back around to Christmas, he has one for the Christmas season, and he's trying to make it seem like, oh, let's see how dirty we can get by being a piece of shit. Because he's like, oh, it doesn't matter if you're naughty or nice, and you can come on down and blah blah blah. And it's like, it's just fucking, it's just, yeah, we get it, naughty, you get it. We're just, you're some old fucking weird guy that hangs out at a bar named Randy or something. He's not listening. I get it. High five, Mike.
Okay, apparently he's cutting you off.
Tucker, what is happening?
I was trying to play the commercial.
Oh no, please go on.
Oh, is this people? Everybody gets a ride at War Arm Brian. Fuck it.
Sound like it was recorded from a car next to another car.
Yes.
An arena below a sewer.
But it makes me mad because he has money to make, and he makes commercials just being shitty, just a shitty piece of human being.
All right. Name another car company that has a radio commercial.
Fucking Dorsch Ford, and those are awful as well.
Yeah. But you remember them.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go there. I have to because that's where my car is serviced.
There's the thing.
The thing.
Yeah, you might be a billionaire if you sold cars. And then you could hit people and make shitty commercials.
And then
be
I could,
as greedy as you want.
And I could fix it in my shop.
Yeah. There's a car in front of you, greedy. Hit one of my cars and smash it into the side of them. Because you're at Romite Cars, where I'm a billionaire. I don't care what you drive off the lot. $1,000 is good for my car as long as you're going to hit somebody.
You're a billionaire. You should make commercials like, buy my car or fuck off. And then like the FCC would be like, we charge you $1,000. Don't care, billionaire. That'd be a really memorable commercial too.
Yeah.
Is someone jaywalking? Run into a billionaire. Sir, you cannot do this. You're advocating the purge.
Do you think how strict are like bulletin boards? Not bulletin
very,
boards.
Very, very
billboards. The billboards.
They usually have bodyguards by them, and
you
can't
seen
just post
bulletin boards.
You
they are like the highest security.
No, I mean like, do you think you can just like put whatever you want on there and
yes.
Yes.
No.
Well, yes. It depends where you are. If it like you're at a corporate job, sometimes they'll have a lot of like really weird rules. But if it's just a normal bulletin board, just put whatever the fuck you want. If
you
they take it down,
you
who cares?
So like, do you think if I called, hey, 1-800 billboard person? And I said, hey,
hello, 1-800 billboard person.
Hey, person, I would like to, I'm holding like a real phone, John. That's a fake mime phone.
No, it's strapped to my hand because I lost the rest of my fingers in a shop accident.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello, billboard person. I would like.
Hello, shop, 1-800 billboard person. I lost three of my fingers in an accident.
I'm
bring it up.
Sorry. Hey, billboard person. How much can I put anything I want on a billboard?
As long as it's not pornographic or Muslim.
Describe pornographic.
Anything involving a picture of a pussy or a dick.
I didn't say a picture. So if I can just write, can I just say like, have a small little logo of McDonald's and then just write the word cum across it?
Yeah, you can. It's $500 a month.
Oh, that's cheap, actually.
I don't care. I'm a billionaire.
Oh, shit. I got to get a better job.
You were confusing the word bulletin board with billboard.
Yeah, what did I say just
did
now?
You mean billboard, like the things in the road?
Yeah.
You kept saying bulletin board.
Yeah. A bulletin board's like a piece of cork board they have the grocery store.
I guess we were agreeing with you because we were like, yeah, bulletin board's just a stupid piece of wood.
Yeah, you can put whatever you want on a bulletin board. You can't put whatever you want on a bulletin board.
I'm going to call back. Bring.
Hello.
Hey, you sent me a giant piece of paper like this is for a billboard.
Yeah.
Is that what you meant?
This is like called billboard person, right?
No refunds.
But if you're a billionaire, yeah, you can do it. Yeah.
I just cannot believe you mixed up billboards and bulletins.
It's almost the same thing. You say B-board. B-board.
Grander scale. Okay, here's the thing is if you ever drive on 41, this is a local reference, in Green Bay, you will see porn, no abortion. That's showing you that there's no regulations.
But
they'll take your money.
But how far can you go, do you think?
You They have pictures of like aborted fetuses. That's the worst you can do.
Is that the?
That's really graphic. I think you can do whatever you want.
So if you like just said, Joe Smorgasbord is a whore, and then like just put a picture.
Yeah, if you pay for it,
you can.
It's Joe Smorgasbord.
He's the guy.
Because because
it's more here for that last episode.
Oh, no. Okay.
He was the
because neither with the audience. That's fine.
Other families have like rented billboards. So, like, say their kid was like run over by a drunk driver. They'll say, like, "Hey, my kid was. Let's find the culprit or like let's avoid drunk driving." They'll buy that.
But do you think I'm gonna? But do you think the billboard company is like, we're not gonna put up there because it's bad for business?
I think they'll put it up there, and then the repercussions are on you. So if you say Joe Smorgasbord is an asshole, then Joe Smorgasbord is going to sue you for character
defamation. Yeah,
defamation. But if he is an asshole, he can't sue you, right?
You have to prove that in court. Yes, I am not an asshole, Your Honor.
I really
can
wish.
Can you prove this?
Like, fuck you! All right, sir, you're clearly an asshole. I don't like this. Is
case dismissed.
I want to. There's so many things I want to try in court, too.
Number five.
She is in a rush.
That means wrap this shit up.
Holy shit. Did we even talk about this for that long?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We lost half our crowd.
We did. Oh.
People we lost people we know.
Drink it. I'm not going to. You take it. He can. Wow. That got weird. You were not going to drink a glass of wine from a woman? Wait, were you even going to drink a glass of wine?
That is, someone.
Anyway, what?
All right, so I guess we have to wrap this up now because.
No, just number five.
There's no. I went through six of them. You weren't paying attention. One, two.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How are you, jaywalking, blinker selfish? Twas the night before Christmas, puns spooktacular, nod your nice, roast my chestnuts.
Well, I missed
them. Missed both.
No,
your cohorts in crime even missed.
Yeah,
no,
this is nice. Missed it.
The guy's like, "Oh, come to 199 rides. You can be naughty or nice." Like, he emphasizes naughty. It's just like, "Oh, I should get a car because I'm sexually active. That means I can buy a car, right?" And then he's like, "You're not gonna find a better deal or roast my chestnuts." What the fuck does that mean? You're like, "Oh, because this is nuts." He's like, "Oh, you're a naughty girl. Come here, touch my nuts, touch my testicles, you fucking whore." And then like, she thinks you're gonna buy a car if you do that.
Is that from like the extended remix of the commercial?
Good night, everybody.